Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's get to a Textnado quickly here. 51059. If you've got a 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old, yesterday it was just opened up the vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. Will you or would you get the vaccine for your youth?
Right.
Would you do it? Now, Jamie has a 14-year-old.
Well, and I just kind of wanted to get, and I wanted to have a calm conversation about it, but Schmidl kind of came at me, so, but I just want to keep this calm. So I'm just asking you parents at 51059 if you're going to get your kids, your teenagers, vaccinated. I've been back and forth with this, you know, because obviously I didn't have a problem, you know, shooting him up for Asia, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got like 7 shots or something to go to Asia. But I don't know why I'm not, I'm fully vaccinated, but this one I'm just like, I don't know, do we need to do this? Do we need to?
No.
And then Schmidl came full force at me.
Yeah, Schmidl's so adamant about
it. Oh my God.
Schmidl actually thinks if you've got a 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old kid, absolutely, you've got to go get the vaccination right now.
Yeah, do it.
Do it.
Yeah, and then he was like, well, what if the school doesn't let him in? I'm like, they're going to let him in. I just check religious reasons.
Yeah. Now, I don't really have a say-so in this because I don't have somebody in that category, and I really don't know what I'd do, to be honest with you, because I'm not really having to seriously think about it. You know what I mean?
No, I know it's not on your plate.
So I've not really put a lot of thought into it, but when I saw the story yesterday, the first thing I thought was, I'm curious. If you do have a 12 to 15-year-old, are most parents going to do it or not?
That's the thing. And I'm like, am I a crappy parent? And like, if I see that y'all are doing it and I'm not, then I probably should do it then. You know, I'm really torn.
Yeah. Here's the story for you.
Breaking news, because the FDA says it is authorizing Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for children ages 12 to 15. And that is a move that will allow about 17 million teens to get the shots. And it could be another step in reopening schools nationwide this fall. Pfizer says its two-dose vaccine, which has already been given to more than 59 million Americans 16 and older, was also found to be highly effective in this younger age group during recent clinical trials, and without any serious side effects. The White House says it is already working on plans to vaccinate teens if a CDC advisory panel signs off on Wednesday. And since millions of Pfizer doses are already available across the country, it's possible some teens could start getting shots later this week.
All right, Schmidl, why are you so adamant that it's absolutely necessary or you're a bad parent?
Well, the big problem with teens and kids is that they're asymptomatic carriers, so they don't realize when they have COVID. They just carry it and they get the rest of us sick. So we need to vaccinate them so that the whole population is okay.
Well, and I think that here's what my theory is because literally there was a drive-in movie and my kid was with 6 other kids in a minivan, and those 6 kids tested positive and we went and took a test. My son was like negative, but I just feel like we've been exposed to it so much. He's already been exposed, and I feel like, you know, he's probably walking around with some good old antibodies.
Yeah.
In his system and in his soul.
And we're not seeing numbers that are just completely crazy about hospitalizations of kids between 12 and 15. There's absolutely nothing with deaths. I mean, if they get sick, they don't even know it.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. It's like, I feel like he's been around it so much, he's probably already had it. We didn't even notice.
The biggest thing with the younger generation right now is all the variants. It seems like the variants are affecting them more.
Or yeah, they're getting, do we have a vaccine for the variants?
Not yet. Right. It would be in that next booster shot.
They're saying the vaccines that are out there will work.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, you know, and the only thing I would be worried about is because I'm going to see my dad over Memorial Day weekend with my son. We're both going. But my dad and his girlfriend are fully vaccinated.
Well, they should be fine. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
I feel like, you know, I mean, my dad did go. Is he vaccinated? I go, he's only 14. He's not old enough yet.
All right, we're just curious this morning. No real agenda here. 51059. Jamie, you can see the Texnado from where you are.
Yeah.
I feel like more and more people, I would say, from what I can tell, maybe 60-40 people saying no.
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think the majority of people are saying no on it.
Well, and there's a lot of people that are leaving it up to their kids, and some of their kids are saying yes, and some of their kids are saying no.
And that's the thing is I agree, maybe I should just let him decide, you know? I mean,
what do you think he would decide?
I think he would say he wants it.
Okay.
I think so too, actually. I really do. I mean, I think that's what I'll do.
Have you talked to him about it?
No.
Since this came out yesterday?
No, we haven't talked about it. No. We've just been talking about chicks.
Yeah, but for him, because he's a very astute kid, he probably saw that it is available now.
Yeah.
To me, he didn't bring it up. It's not like it's urgent.
Oh, no. You know there's what I'm no saying? Panic about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah. So I'll let you know tomorrow what he says tonight.
All right.
And then so we'll figure it out. But I don't know. I just, why does this one bug me? This one,
yeah, I don't know.
I mean, and I will agree with all the people that said that Spadil doesn't have kids, so he doesn't get it, so stay out of it.
Yep. Whoa.
Salty.
So there's that.
Well, this particular break at least accomplished something. We put Spadil in his place. Okay.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.